This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, the revolution will be broadcast. Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, the Rich Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I mentioned earlier Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she spoke about the Emoluments Clause to the Constitution. Remember this audio? I think she was doing a radio interview, I believe, discussing all the ways Trump could still be impeached.
It was the podcast with Michael Isikoff.
Yes, Michael Isikoff's podcast. Make sure you subscribe to that.
Don't. Congresswoman Tlaib, she's introduced a resolution to impeach. Have you signed on? Are you signing on?
We hadn't signed on when it was first introduced, but we probably will. You know, we'll take a look into it.
You think you will?
Yeah. There's just so many things.
Well, what would be your top three? If you were drafting the articles of impeachment for the president, what would be Article 1, 2, and 3?
Well, I think number one is emoluments. I think it's always been emoluments. I think it's always been about that for me.
Mm-hmm. Now two spell and three? Emoluments.
2 and 3. I think 2 would be tax fraud. And number 3...
not recycling? Not putting pizza boxes in the recycling?
I mean, number 3, if there's an investigation
on
this...
Putting a recycling bin with 5 on it.
Interesting that you don't mention Russia in the top.
So emoluments was her number 1. Emoluments. The Emoluments Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Yesterday, a court threw this out, this dumb lawsuit against the president, alleging he had violated the Emoluments Clause. Now... as you know, I love the Constitution. As you know, I try to consider myself to be a student of it as much as I possibly can. I'm no Mark Levin, but Mark has taught me a lot, obviously, which is why whenever he asks me to fill in for him, it's always such an honor. Excuse me. The Foreign Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution. Let's see if Trump's violating this, shall we? No person holding any office of profit or trust under the United States shall, without the consent of Congress, accept any present... emolument, office, or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. All right? That's the Emolument Clause. Why do we have it? Well, each of the Emoluments Clauses has a distinct but related purpose, the purpose of the Foreign Emoluments Clause, according to the Congressional Research Service, is to limit foreign influence on federal officers. The clause grew out of the framers' experience with the European custom of gift-giving to foreign diplomats, which the newly independent republic prohibited in the Articles of Confederation. Following that precedent, the Foreign Emoluments Clause prohibits federal officers from accepting foreign emoluments without congressional consent. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. If the president accepts the title of Duke of Earl, would that be a violation of the Emoluments Clause? Yes, because he's not allowed to accept titles of nobility. If the president, say, is a baker and sells cupcakes, and foreigners come and buy his cupcakes, or his cupcakes are sold overseas, is that a violation of the Emoluments Clause? Let's pretend the president is the guy who's... let's pretend the president is... Mr. Tasty Cake is president of the United States. Mr. Tasty Cake is president. Tasty Cake is sold around the world because it's delicious. It's wonderful and delicious. Or Mr. Yingling. Perhaps Dick Yingling is president. Yingling beer is great. Everybody loves Yingling, right? If foreigners buy his beer and he's president, has he violated the Emoluments Clause? What do you think? Based on what the framers were worried about. Anyone? Does he have to stop selling Yingling? Do we have to take Yingling off the market if Dick Yingling becomes president? Which, by the way, Dick would make a great president. Let me go on the record and say. Do we have to then take Yingling? No sales of Yingling. Foreigners might buy it and therefore influence your decisions as president. Because all this comes down to is the Trump Hotel, and foreigners stay there. And the president is so desperate to sell out his hotel in D.C. that he's willing to make a deal. We'll give you a package, bed and breakfast combination, and I'll do whatever the hell you want. Just stay at the hotel. It's a great weekend Weekends only, by the way. Weekends only. Free parking, bed and breakfast, and presidential influence. $299 on hotels.com. You can get it. But I believe only one room left.
Yeah.
And your bed choice will be selected at check-in. They're not going to... You can't choose your own bed choice. That's the only downside of it.
Go fast.
That's what the lawsuit alleged from the states of Maryland and Virginia and the District of Columbia. They alleged here now that the president of the United States, by having a hotel with his name on it and foreign people staying at that hotel, was violating the emoluments clause of the Constitution, because obviously people are staying at the hotel to get his influence. And obviously he's going to do whatever they want because he's so desperate as a billionaire to fill those beds at one of the most highly prestigious hotels in the country, the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., which if you want to go, you can go and watch all of the people that you hear talked about having cocktails and dinner, because everybody who's anybody goes there all the time and they have dinner there and people stay there. That was literally the lawsuit. And again, that was her first thing, emoluments, her first thing, emoluments. And her basis was his hotel. And golf courses. People golf. People golf at Trump golf course, and therefore he's going to go. They're going to call him up and go, "Mr. President, we have this foursome here today. They pretty high rollers. They brought lunch and drinks. They would like you to invade Iran. Look, anything for my foursomes, all right? I can't lose the golf. I can't lose the membership at Trump National Pine Hill." So that's what happened. That's the theory. That's the theory. How dumb. See, the problem is this. We've never actually had a person who's not a politician be president, businessman. So he's got his name on lots of things. The theory that people buy things with his name on it, therefore they have influence over him, is so beyond stupid. But let's pretend for a second that that's what the founders were worried about. They were so worried that one of the guys was going to, because they all had jobs back then, they actually worked for livings. Many of them were farmers. That really what it's about is they were so worried one of those farmers was going to be able to sell lots and lots of real farmers, not fake farmers like Springsteen. Yes. The founders were real farmers. Adams had a farm. Let's say John Adams, they were really worried John Adams was going to sell his crops to foreigners, and then he was going to do, I don't know, invade France or something, because the Brits would buy lots and lots of his wheat. That's why the emoluments clause is there. How dumb do people think we are? Anyway, like I said, if the president of the United States accepts the title of Duke of Earl without Congress's consent, or Prince Trump or anything like that, he now has violated the emoluments clause, okay? And so at that point then, yes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one more time, Greg, please, would be correct in her emoluments, he's definitely about the emoluments clause.
You think you will?
Yeah. There's just so many things.
Well, what would be your top three? If you were drafting the articles of impeachment for the president, what would be Article 1, 2, and 3?
Well, I think number one is emoluments. I think it's always been emoluments. I think it's always been about that for me.
Mm-hmm. 2 and 3?
2 and 3.
All right. Very good. Thank you. 855-839-1210. This is the Yoli Show. Glad you're here today.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.